Kelchi sin an dúir na bhris sin magú sé stóchal go bhfuil sé bheolach in seán achal a lenis. Fi a fireach brech a líne maidja calle, merlia a snacht a gaf na gael riamh nare. That's quite well known Gaelic proverb connected to that song. A deer from the moorland, a trout from the stream, and a staff from the forest, three thefts that the Gael was never ashamed of. And that's the idea that the bounty of the countryside, this plentiful landscape, that they should have total access to that, that they shouldn't be ashamed for making the most of that. But at the time that that song was composed, and whoever composed it, was not particularly apologetic about expressing his opinion about how the land had been increasingly turned over, not just for the grazing of sheep here, but also it was being opened up for sporting estates. Local people had less access to the land, and the gamekeepers and the game men were coming in. So that's about an interaction about going up. He says if he was to meet a gamekeeper on the crach, that he would give him a good kick. They would have their spyglass, and in this interaction, the gamekeeper, he says, "Can you tell me where I might find a rook, a rochkish a rook?" And the guy tells him to go to the midden. That's we're saying today that's one of our favourites because it's. Yeah. It's the more controversial one. And, as you were saying, collected by Alexander MacDonald, so he wasn't sort of shying away from the more controversial ones. Quite nice,
It's really nice, because you hear his voice. It was written about 1840, when part of Glenmorison was handed over to the sporting estate, so you can hear in his words his dislike and his anger at it, and he's going, you're coming in with your fancy clothes and your boots and your thin dogs and your spyglass. If I meet you in the crach, I'd be the one with the spyglass. So it's got a good edge to it, which is lovely. Because that kind of song was not collected by the gentlemen collectors. That would have been too controversial. But Alexander MacDonald, good on him, he collected all the songs. So.
Yeah, it breaks a notion that that Gaelic songs are uncomplicated or passive or romantic. It's like some of them can speak. Yeah, some of them can speak with some fire to it. So that's why we put it to that stompy tune.